And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Here we are in Farm Progress Show. Thanks to Kelmer Cornheads, broadcasting live all day at Kelmer. And we walked across the street to Massey's big booth. And under the Massey umbrella, the AGCO umbrella, is Heston. And Mr. Hay Tools for USA, Lucas Dickerson. Good to see you, Lucas.
Good. How are you doing today, Mick?
I'm okay. Home is New York for you guys, New York State.
For myself, yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. Upstate.
And a lot of dairy and a lot of haying in New York. So as soon as you get out of the big city, there's a lot of haying up there.
Oh, yes, sir. A lot of dairy, a lot of beef, a lot of hay up there. So,
all right. Well, let's talk about something that a name that a lot of people are familiar with, Heston. And you've got some brand new Heston products to talk about.
Yeah, correct. You know, this year we're going to have the new Albi large square balers and the new windrowers. And it's also Heston's 75th birthday this year, so it's a big event for us.
All right. The big rectangular bales, those are, they've been around, about 20 years, but they're really coming into their own. They're perfect size for everybody.
Yeah, a little bit longer than 20 years, actually. So we first came out with a large square baler in 1978, and we've been leading the way ever since then.
Okay. Do you find fewer people using the round bales, or is it just a matter of preference?
It's a little bit on your operation, you know, what suits your operation the best. You know, maybe large squares, it may be the round bales, but yeah, it comes down to your operation.
Okay. What are, do you have different capacity, different size, or is there just one LB?
No, we got multiple size for multiple operations. You know, we go all the way down to a 3x3 baler. We have two options for 3x4 balers, a standard version and a high density version, and we go up to a 4x4 large square baler. So,
okay, and so the square is kind of why is that being utilized more?
It's being utilized more. You know, it's nonstop baling, unlike a round baler. So you just keep going right through the field until you're done. Trucking, it's real easy with the large squares. You can stack them right up on a truck. And whether, you know, you're hauling them back to a farm and store them in the shed, or if you're exporting them even, you know, they fit well in containers.
You mentioned the high-density baler. Describe that.
Yeah, so here at the Farm Progress Show, we have a LB 33-4 high-density baler. It really packs that bale in there tight, you know. It makes a nice heavy bale. It's real nice for the export guys that, you know, putting them inside of shipping containers, and they need to get the most they can in that. So,
okay. But before we bale it, we gotta swath it or condition it and cut it. And what's the unit over here behind us?
Yeah. So this is a WR265 Massey with a 16-foot discount on it, steel rolls conditioning. That was unveiled this year at the Tulare Show, actually. So we have two big products that are new and updated for us this year. It's very exciting. You know, we started out with the windrowers, I believe, in 1955, if I'm correct. So, and that's another product we've been leading the way ever since then.
Describe the engines on these new windrowers.
Yeah, they're a 6-cylinder AGCO power engine. So, this year we've changed the model numbers. So the model numbers correspond to the horsepower. So that WR265 is a 265 horse. We offer a WR235, which is 235 engine horse, and a WR197, so that's 197 engine horse.
Okay, just right for maybe 100, 200 head?
A little bit bigger than that you can go, you know, depending on that, you know, back to your operation. We offer the different engine sizes for the different header options we offer. You know, we have a 13-foot single conditioning head, a 13-foot double conditioning head, 16-foot double conditioner and a 16-foot single conditioner. So,
any new technology in the crimping and getting the alfalfa or the hay to dry out correctly? I mean, it seems like it's, you know, since the 50s, there really hasn't been too much change. But lately, are there any advancements?
For this model year, nothing new on the headers. That's been tried and true for us. You know, that double conditioner that we've developed. And we're currently the only ones out there with a double conditioner in the head. That really cuts down your dry down time. I mean, you're talking 12 to 16 hours of dry down time it takes off. So, you know, that means a day for a lot of these guys. So if you can get out in the field a day earlier and start baling, you know, that may get you to beat the rain.
Yep, Absolutely. All right. Lucas Dickerson of Heston, Massey, AgCo. And I suppose you have videos on the website or even on YouTube.
Yes, sir. So you can go out, MasseyFerguson.com, see any of our fine hay products or your closest Massey dealer.
I know a lot of folks maybe used Heston a few years back, and time to take another look at Heston.
Yes, sir. We're still here. We're back better than ever, so still going strong at it.
Super. Lucas Dickerson, thank you very much. What is the website specific for the hay products?
Yeah, so if you go right on MasseyFerguson.com, there's a hay tab right there. Just click on that, and it'll show you our full hay line.
Gotcha. Are you having fun here at Farm Progress, Lucas?
Always, sir.
All right. Thank you. Me too. Thank you. All righty. We are coming to you from Calmer Cornheads here. Day two. Another beautiful day. A great day. Farm Progress from Calmer Cornheads. I'm Mick Kerr on Ag News 890.